This is KUT. The number of Texas students charged with making terroristic threats or exhibition of a firearm in school has increased significantly in 2018. KUT's Claire McInerney says the number of reports increased after the Parkland shooting in February.
First, let's define what the two crimes are. A terroristic threat is any threat of violence to someone's body or that threatens the safety of a public place. Exhibition of a firearm is any threat of using a firearm or showing a firearm. A new report on these two charges has been released by the social and economic justice nonprofit Texas Appleseed. During the first 5 months of the year, almost 1,200 students were reported for making terroristic threats, triple the number from this time last year. 259 students were reported for threatening to use a firearm, which was 7 times more reports than last year during the same period. Morgan Craven authored the report and says there was a large spike in February after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. She says while some of those were real threats, her organization heard of instances that they thought didn't warrant legal action.
We saw a large number of kids who were being referred to juvenile probation for behaviors like pretending to shoot aliens in a hallway or making inappropriate comments.
The study also found that Black students were disproportionately reported for this activity, with some of the students who went through the juvenile justice system being diagnosed with mental disabilities. The report found that school staff were referring more younger students to authorities, with the largest increase coming from 10 to 13-year-olds. Craven said she understands why school employees are hypervigilant when a student threatens violence, but her organization wants to see better training for staff to address behavior that isn't a real threat.
We can't, you know, arrest and charge these kids, often with felony offenses. Instead, we need to use what we know works to actually address the behavior and provide what students need to actually change their behavior.
The Texas Senate's Committee on Violence in Schools and School Security discussed this kind of intervention at a hearing last Wednesday. School counselors could be used in this situation, but Sharon Bay, a counselor coordinator for the Texas School Counselor Association, told senators that counselors are the most misused personnel at schools.
Schools are not required to hire a school counselor, and on many of our campuses, school counselors are so inundated with non-counseling and administrative duties that they have little time to deliver such a comprehensive school program.
The committee meets for the final time today before the legislative session begins in January. Claire McInerney, KUT News.